Hi, everybody. We're here again. Today is Monday, and it's the 7th of May, 2012. And we're on Station 1, which you probably know if you're listening. Station 1 on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays, Station 2. So let's see how everybody's doing out there. See if there's any comments on the fast chat. Anybody's used the new clearing that's up, the free one that is the Earth Protection clearing. That'd be interesting if somebody'd like to call in for that. And we'll just see if Kathy's there. So are you out there, Kathy?
Hi. Yes, Ron, I'm out here. Hi, everybody. You're listening to Creation Lightship Healing with Ron Amatron, your host, on BBS Radio on Station 1, Monday, May 7th, 2012. And I want to welcome everyone in the fast chat and thank you for your comments and also the way you help each other. Ron's here to answer your questions about the clearings and the healings. And so you can type in your questions in the fast chat or call in. And maybe we have a caller now. If so, would you go ahead, caller?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
What?
How are you today?
Hello? I just lost my father. I just came back from Mexico, and I found out yesterday that he died. And the family bought the two deceased and loved one clearing.
Okay.
It's both of them. And immediately I felt a lot of weight come off my shoulders, and 90% of my sadness, like, left. But I still worry about him, you know. So I don't know if you could do something about that.
Sure, let's see. Just see what I'm looking at here, okay? Doesn't look too bad. It does feel like everything is fine. Well,
okay.
That's what I pick up. Let's, let's just make sure we get some energies released here. So here we go. Are you ready?
All right, thanks.
Okay, so one, two, three. Yeah, there's a little bit of the feeling body. Normally, I don't see the feeling body hanging around, but a little bit there.
Yeah, he felt
one,
a lot.
Two,
very peaceful.
Three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Oh, boy. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Good that does here.
Thank
How does
you.
That feel for you?
Yeah, my solar plexus is a lot better. Because doing the healings today with the deceased and loved ones, it's like my body, a lot released from my body, that all that weight, you know, it's like his energy was on me and it just left. And, now I feel it in my solar plexus, and it's like going away. So thank
Great.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Sorry for the bad news, but, I worry.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, yeah.
Have
the
nice
energy
night.
Feels
thank
great
you.
To me. I'm glad
it's okay, Sylvia.
Energy. That's wonderful.
Good that you called, Ron.
Yeah. Oh. That's a very good validation of that process, having these energies being released, and that takes away all the sadness and the grief a lot of times, because that emotional body hangs out and the spirit out of here is what you all would like to do anyway. All of you would like to leave instantly if you could, but since you have a body, you can't. At least help out your loved one who passed on. Get them out of here where you're not able to do that quite yet. But that emotional body is pretty dense and full of grief a lot of times and sadness. So it has all the worries that we have. What those scenarios, you know, what could I have done better? Did I regress? Everything like this is what happens. The emotional body is full of those. So very good. Well, back to you,
Yeah, and I want to add how wonderful it is for Sylvia to, for for anyone who's connected with the Creation Light Ship right now to have access to those healings right away when a very close loved one passes away, because then we don't fall into the usual patterns of, you know, the grief and the loss going into all everyone else's trauma about it. You can really do something proactive for them and bring yourself some great peace as well as them. So I think we have another caller. If so, caller, would you go ahead and state your name or your question for Ron?
Yes. Hi, Kathy. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry. How are you?
Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, my question is simply this, that if, say, John Doe, Ron, would fall in love with a girl maybe 3 weeks ago, and it happens that, could this be possible that the clone bodies in the girl and the guy were in love with each other but not the people at all? And this is possible? And can you sort of describe that to us?
Oh, boy. Yeah. The answer is yes, yes. People could be entity child, too, where the entities would want to come into the body and secure a baby for them. That can happen, too.
3 weeks ago.
Well, yeah, basically, that could be true. You could have the entities liking each other. All of a sudden, some reason, there's a separation there. So, yeah, that could be definitely a big problem.
Okay.
Like a one-night stand or something, you know, or whatever, and then, you know, the female woman gets pregnant, like each other. Well, that could be pretty difficult, you know.
Uh-huh.
Very bad. Oh, back to you, yes, Larry. Yes, that is a possibility, yes.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Bye, Larry. Before we get too far in advance on time here, there's been some comments regarding your question about the timeline. It's the Earth Protection Timeline crash, and Ron, you had asked everybody what they thought about it, and some people did type in a few comments. Stephen in New York says he's felt a lot of peace, and it brought a lot of peace and relaxation. And there was another comment too, sort of like from David. He said it's great, it's stronger, peaceful, and he's not PO'd, I guess, pissed off upon waking. So you must be running it all night. And that's probably a good thing to do, isn't it, Ron, just to run it all night for yourself or other people?
I would say that would be the case. Yeah, just run it all night. Yeah. Very good.
Okay, good to know, because I know some people probably want, you know, just run it when they're home and then forget maybe at night that they can run it all night too. Maybe they've got other clearings going, but for myself, I keep it running all night, and now that means I have two computers going 24/7. But that's okay. I've also agreed that it's brought a lot of peace in my life and the feeling around me, and I just feel like even, you know, stronger within, more peaceful within. So so there's some nice comments for Sylvia, some expression of condolences hear from the people in the fast chat, if you're still listening, Sylvia. So as we were saying before, you know, Ron is here to help us with the clearings and the healings. And so we appreciate, you know, Sylvia, that must have been a little hard, you know, to call in about such a sensitive subject and then, you know, share with us what she went through in dealing with the situation. And she did the emotional clearing for deceased loved ones. Is that right, Ron? And I think she might have mentioned one other for herself, but I think it really does help to keep that, those things in mind and hear other people's experiences so we can just get right on it. Because I know that a lot of us want to use those healings for people who've passed on a long time ago. And then there's always the question of, well, did it work? And just tonight, with Sylvia's call, Ron was able to validate that it did work, and her feeling of inner peace, like she said, inside her stomach, validated for her that all was well with her father. So thank you very much for that, Sylvia, and everyone who shared their comments to her. We have some other questions. Steve in New York is asking, what is the cloning call like? And I think he's referring to the conference call that Ron offers on Thursday nights for $20. And they are live, and Ron runs through all sorts of, all parts of the body for numerous times. The numbers go way up in the thousands. And so I think that some people who are actually on the call could explain what they feel. I know some people see the lights flashing and they feel like a lot of energy releasing. They can feel the clones coming out of their head. They feel so much better afterwards. But Ron, maybe you could shed a little light on to, you know, why the decloning process is so very important as a recommended healing for ascension preparation.
You want to get rid of those replicas of you, because that's what is going to be in your place. Ascension time occurs here normally. So that's what happened last time when Jesus walked the earth, is that replicas of everybody were here. They didn't know that ascension was going on, because the real you was somewhere else, and everybody got taken sideways to a parallel universe in the clone body, or even their own body, the real one, and you just don't know what you don't know. So getting rid of these replicas can give you better health, and it can also get you out of different situations that you have in your life that keeps reoccurring. Because remember, your initial blueprint, the mold of you, we'll call it, whatever you have wrong with you, that term, is replicated again and again and again and again. Well, just think of, you know, you're making a copy on a copy machine and you put in 1,000 copies. Well, they're all going to look about the same. And that's what happens. So when you get rid of these cloned replicas of a particular situation, then all of a sudden a situation may actually leave you. That's the way you can, in a sense, rewrite your future, as if there's no clones coming in, then automatically you're in good shape. And the real you is probably perfect, whole, and complete. The ones that aren't real of you are not. So that's the way you need to kind of look at it. So I would definitely recommend that call. And hopefully I answered the question okay for you. More information, let me know. But that's what the replicas do, is replicate you. If you have a sore throat, you're all going to have a sore throat. Fortunately, they don't allow you to bring back a lot of the positive things that could be happening to you. So that's the sad thing, too. Remember, they could have you on a timeline where you have $100 in your pocket, but they don't bring it down here. That would be really interesting if, right, the future into the now here. Food for thought, everybody, but I don't know if that would be a possibility or even allowed. By the aliens. They would not want you to have a good life here. Right? That's another way of looking at things. But yeah, everything is replicated. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and Steve had asked, when is the decloning call? And for anyone who's wondering when everything is, I always tell everyone to just go to the homepage of the creationlightship.com and click on upcoming events or special weekly clearings. And right now the calendar is in the process of being updated to May, but still you can get on Thursday's call. The calls actually start tomorrow, Tuesday, with a cording removal special of $20. That's also through that website. So you can buy any of the conference calls through the website and pay through PayPal. And even though the date might say, you know, something else, it's still valid. And you'll still get the confirmation email with the phone number access code so you can call in from your phone at 5:30 Pacific time. Thank you so much for everyone for responding to Steve about what the clone clearing would be like. Steve. So you'd be watching the fast chat for the responses of what it feels like. And some people are saying it's such a wonderful healing, and they highly recommend it. And they never knew before, you know, how important it was. So it's just very well worth for ascension preparation. I mean, Ron does recommend a lot of healings. On the left side of the website, you click under recommended healings. It's not listed, but because it's on the front page of the website for the calendar, it's on the, every single page, those are equally as important to prepare for ascension. And that's what we're doing here. We're preparing for ascension with so many different clearings and healings. And Ron makes it affordable, and he does everything for us. So it's our responsibility to learn as we are and take advantage of these clearings and healings. And I know it's expensive sometimes when you buy a lot, but he does make them with packages, and you can plan ahead, too. So that calendar, no matter what it says on the date, it will still be the same basic calendar. And so just apply it to May, if you would. Thanks. So back to the questions. So Celia is asking, what else can we do for another after a timeline crash if we can't do a space-time crash so that they can regain their spirit?
Well, space-time is good to do. Just do the space-time at some point. And you could even pick the date that you did the actual timeline went on. Remember, you're probably lost in space a lot anyway throughout lifetime. So, you know, it is important, but you know, it's not as important as doing the timeline crashing. If you're concerned, you know, don't worry too much about the space time one. Only because the timelines are much more kind of valid to more than the other one, because you need to get off of those timelines. Now, if you only come back with 95% of you, feel better than when it not doing it whatsoever. Back to you, Kathy.
Another question from CMD regarding the Earth Protection Timeline crash. He asked, do I put my name in or my location?
Either one will work. Just do whatever seems to work for you. It'll work regardless, so just do it.
Okay, and how about that same question applying to all the timeline crashes, Ron? Can people put their name and their city, state, et cetera, in the top bar?
They could do that, yeah, but you do want to have your name in there, so it's associated with you. But you could bring in, name of you know, a location too. You know, like maybe you hang out at a coffee house all the time, and you see people kind of getting a little weird there sometimes. So put that coffee house in there. You even want to put down. Maybe the time that you're going to be there, possibly, but just by doing it, it's going to help. So you can't do anything wrong on it. But just continuously, you know, do that process.
Okay, so I know everyone's kind of concerned about abductions and events and emotions, and they want the light beings to find them. So that's probably the basis for the question. Okay. And suppose that there's suppose that someone's going to a funeral, in the upcoming days, would they also put in the time of the funeral, the place, and possibly the emotions, you know, looking ahead?
You could do that.
Timeline crash back.
Definitely. Remember, what's ahead on those timelines is going to be your current reality. The future that you're dealing with, is that you can also do, you know, a crash on the whole city if you wanted to, whole location. But remember, if you're running timelines, and the timelines are what they already have figured out for you. That's why you want to crash them, to get back your free will, free choice. Otherwise, you're running your natal chart energy. So you want to get rid of the natal. Timelines are connected to that. Also do, if you have, if you don't have time to do a space-time crash in the daytime, do it at night, sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Are you suggesting that because the space timeline crashes for other people can feel a bit rocky and they wouldn't know what was going on?
That's also correct, yeah. So you don't want to necessarily do space time for anybody else, just do it for you. But it is safe to crash timelines for anybody. Like I said, if you go to a coffee house and you watch people kind of behaving strange or the same people show up there, they could be running a program. I'm not saying that by crashing the timeline, go to your coffee house, you're going to find nobody there. That could be a possibility. I take away their a program code to send that maybe $4.95 each day or something, or maybe get some dessert or $8 a day in the morning to get their morning fix, and maybe possibly that's might be able to get rid of that energy from them, which they might be healthier. Who knows? But that could be a possibility. You might do it and find out that your frequent location that you go to is maybe not as busy. That would not be good for them, but you'd be saving a lot of people. So another way of looking at it. Back to you. Kathy.
Okay, thank you for that explanation, Ron. Just reading the fast chat, looks like some people are experiencing some physical pain. And I see that Marie R. says, Ron, I broke my wrist. It isn't a cast. And she's asking for a healing, maybe for her wrist or other people who might have some pain. Please?
Hey, let's do, different ways to approach this. Let's do the timeline one so that energies in the timeline in the future are going to be released. That helps. Then we'll do a pain release on it. Here we go. Timeline crash. Have any problems with your body? Just think of that now. For Marie, it'll be her wrist. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2. Oh boy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh boy, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now we'll release the pain. So here we go. Pain energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Feel some pain there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Oh boy, 9 and 10. Oh man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just releasing 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Marie, let me know what number you are on, you know, 10 being bad, 1 being good with the pain, if we need to do some more of that. Just tell me what number you are. 10's bad, 1 is good. So back to you, Kathy.
Boy, that was a lot of pain you released there, Ron. Thank you so much. I think other people are feeling it too. Janice is asking if that timeline crash you did just now will work for past broken bones or, you know, any kind of past injuries.
Yeah, well, any of the timelines can work whenever you want to specify that. Yes, uh-huh. Remember, your past, past is creating your present. So the past, you know, would be, could be, you know, what's created now for you and what's being created for you could be from the cloned replica's past, bringing forth energy to you. So by doing a clearing to get rid of your past could very possibly help you out immensely. So it's very interesting how all these are coming about now. People are discovering that they can change reality, what's happened to them, and bring it more into present moment as a changed reality. It's up to you to do clearings to help yourself out. Yeah, it's really interesting what goes on. Back to you, Kathy.
Yes, and we've talked about timeline crashing so many times before. For those of you who are kind of new, maybe you'd like to listen to some of the archives where when Ron first came out with the timeline crashing, starting, let's say, February, that month of February in 2011, a lot of the shows were about the timeline crashes, how to use them. And Ron does have the archives available for us on the right side of the webpage, the homepage, Creation Lightship. If you look under BBS Radio, underneath it, it'll say Archives. And you can click on that, and it'll take you right to the archives. And you could start somewhere for February 2011 to hear about timeline crashing and a whole lot of other good stuff, too. So, because there is some question here just now, Ron, that some people are asking, can they just do one timeline at a time, or can they run a multiple timeline? So maybe you could address that for all the timeline crashes that you have.
Now, what you want to do is take an issue. Let's just say that you have a sore throat. Then just do sore throat and do it, you know, maybe 100 times to maybe 1,000 times if you have any improvement. Because you want to get rid of that timeline. And so with the sore throat. Now, it's possible you could have, you know, other issues with your throat, which can also make it sore. So, you know, after you do that, and you're going to feel your body change, once you feel that it's been changed, then I'll start another issue. Normally it's either a physical issue or it's a emotional issue. So, you know, or like pain, you know, a pain issue. That'd be more physical. So it's up to you to check that out and to figure out which one is best for you to do as far as what your major problem is. And I would just look at what's happening to you in your life and do a clearing for that. that particular situation. And then after you feel that it's subsided, and you know, take another issue. Definitely do a lot of these. You just don't do a half a dozen or so, as you're going to need much more than that. That's what you're looking at, is definitely get on it and do it. Have to get rid of those timelines in order to get rid of a situation that you could be dealing with. Dealing with something is difficult sometimes, especially if you can't get rid of it. If you can do whatever you want, you can change your life and not ever leave because, you know, you're already replicated out on timelines. So you can think all you want about it and do whatever you think is best. But remember, if they don't get rid of those timelines, then, you know, you're not going to be able to start anew, because those old timelines are going to be connected to you. Now get rid of the timelines of your problem. Back to you, Kathy.
Thanks for the explanation, Ron. We're so fortunate to have these instantaneous healings that Ron provides, especially here on the radio. And I just wanted to report something that, Ron, I don't know if you can read the fast chat, but David was writing about the emergency healing that you have on the left side of the website. It's called Bites and Stings. And he was writing that he did the bites and stings clearing for his wife who had a tick bite. And in very little time, it was 98% cleared out. I mean, you know, when you get a tick bite, you get a lot of inflammation and redness. So he was able to see it recede. And he does give the credit to the clearing that you have there. And so that's just another great method for bites and stings that we all get, which, you know, especially with summer coming up, there's mosquitoes, fleas, ticks. So that's a really good clearing to know about, because Ron has told us those are alien poisons in us, and we don't need more of those. Okay, so a question from Ed about the Earth Protection timeline crash, Ron. He wonders exactly how does the energy work in the Earth Protection timeline crash, and what range and where?
Boy, I can't. It's so complicated. I don't even know if I even got the intel on that. All that I know is that somehow. I just don't know. I see the military using it, working as you do that, as the invaders start to react and respond to this energy. That's probably what's happening. And then the founding father time traveling soldiers start to take them out. And so that's what's working there, and how it's happening. There's a lot more to it than that, but that's the only way that I could probably explain it. Remember, the light ship cannot do anything offensively to go off, you know, and to do something to something else unless they're attacked first. And so this is what's happening. So they're putting up an energy field, in a sense. That's what I would perceive. And the energy field then is being bombarded by the aliens that are trying to come in. And then that's where they terminated after that process by attempting to come back in here again. So that's kind of the way I would look at it. It's just like a protective field being put up, maybe like a no-fly zone, you know, what you could look at it that way. Don't come here, you know. And they don't really care because they've been doing it forever. That's kind of, I guess, a simple way of bringing that forth to talk about it. But the actual other ways of doing it and what's happening, I don't know. I haven't seen it, and I haven't been briefed on it. And all I know is that it works. So I haven't had much input from those people for quite a while now. So for me, it's kind of like almost like low priority. Let's say, you know, ring my doorbell or something, you know, wake me up at night or whatever and need some help with something. But as of right now, everything seems to be going as planned, I guess, or what they like, because everything seems to be working, because I'm not notified. I only get notified when there's a big problem. Oh, back to you, Kathy.
So I guess we're all glad you haven't heard from them. Thank you for the update there, Ron. Michaela's been doing the death barcode clearing, and she's asking, when we are sick, how long does it take for the death barcode to activate?
Instantly. If you do a clearing, well, if you do a clearing, it's taken off of you instantly once you do the clearing. It's just taken away. Then it's up to your body to get online again and to heal. Okay. And is that what she wanted to know, or is she asking the opposite of that? When you have a death barcode, how does it affect you? Is she asking that too? What can happen to you? Because normally it could take up to 10 years and it'll creep up on you. At least the first one takes 10 mm-hmm. years. The second one, the third may take less, but the first one takes a while to come in. And so if you have one in the future, maybe you have one in a couple of years, and maybe what you're dealing with now is the beginning of that dying process, which could take place maybe in a couple of years from now. So it could be activated, and you could be going on that a roller coaster ride to poor health. So hopefully I answered the question and responded to it properly for you. So back to you, Kathy.
And Michaela's also asking if you have any further information on why the China does not participate in the battle with the military against the aliens.
Nothing that I can disclose right now. All I can figure is that they're just not on board yet. I don't even know if yet's the right word to use, so they're not on board. Back to you, Kathy.
Thank you. Okay, Marcy was asking, back to the clone topic, if another clone of us has a health issue, will we get it automatically?
Oh, good question. Yeah, very possibly, not always, but very possibly. Depends how strong that bleed through is and how much that clone of you is affecting you. So remember, you could be replicated into a parallel life that is not on this planet. And maybe the air that you're living in is pretty bad, full of a lot of bacteria. And so if that clone happens to get transported to a parallel Earth like this one, then, you know, very possibly you could get it. I would think it could work that way. And so the reason why you have sometimes problems that happen is because it's a bleed through from you being somewhere else. And then it finally takes hold here. So let's work with Marie R., since she indicated that she has a broken wrist. And let's just assume that maybe on some timelines out there, when she was living, it happened. And maybe the broken wrist maybe happened a week, you know, say a week ago, and now it finally took place here. It's not always an instant thing. It can take a little bit of time once in a while to occur. So remember, they have to line up all these lifetimes, and eventually you get it. So I don't know exactly the whole process, and it could be downloaded instantly, but let's just assume that she broke her wrist a week ago or a week prior to when it happened here. So what she's feeling now is bleed through. And so this will work for everybody else who did the clearing earlier. But would it just take the time a week before you had anything happen here? And here we go. We'll clear that timeline out, see if it affects you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh, yeah, that's heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And if you're yawning, that's a good sign. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Wow. Affecting my throat a little bit. So, to see if you feel different, let's see if Marie wants to comment, if there is a change. And if there's no change, it's okay. You can say there's no change. But I'm just curious to see if that would have happened. And maybe anyone else who felt the first clearing, see if this actually is beneficial, because you're doing a timeline crash before the incident, okay? So this is good research for everybody. Well, right now we're going to school. So back to you, Kathy.
About 5 minutes ago, Marie R. typed in that she her pain was better today, and she's been doing the pain clearing, and she's going to do the timeline crashes tomorrow. You know, it's later there in New York or in East Coast where she is. So good luck with that, Marie, and let Ron know how it turns out. And I want to thank David for the testimony regarding his wife and using the bites and stings healing. And David also commented that he has an old laptop that he uses for running clearings and that they're good for that.
Yeah, they're very good.
I agree. I agree, because it gets to the point really where sometimes you need another computer to do what you want to accomplish, especially if you're running the Earth Protection Timeline crash for other people or anything for other people. And Ed is asking about the Earth Protection Timeline crash, if that could be attributed possibly to why he's sleeping so much, since he's been sleeping so much since he started doing the Earth Protection Timeline crash. Any idea about that, Ron?
Well, I would think that maybe he possibly was out there and with his feelers out, warding these things off of him or other people, you know, out there with the big fly swatter. And now, since that clearing is working, he's able to get his proper sleep now, because he's able to hand the fly swatter over to somebody else. And so maybe this is the normal part of your life, Ed. Back to you, Kathy.
Yeah, maybe other people would like to offer their experience and see if it's like Ed's, where you feel more rested, or maybe you're just sleeping more. I know I am. I am sleeping more too, Ed, and I'm running it on 3 or 4 people plus myself in 2 places. So I think we have a call here. If so, caller, would you please state your name and question for Ron? Go ahead.
Yes, this is Israel. I just have a quick question for Ron. Yeah, Ron said that that if a person was in the room with us listening to the radio station, that that they would feel the healings or clearings. Then my question is, what happens if they don't understand English, or they don't understand the words you're saying? Will their spirits still receive those healings and clearings, or how does that work?
Yeah, that is correct. If they're listening, if they're hearing my voice, put it that way, whether it's, if they speak a different language, there's no problem. They're still there, okay? So they're there listening, and the energy is there. Energy is energy, so the energy will go to them once they're in that room. Another way of saying this here is that some people maybe went into, a job interview, and they got on to one of the clearings to clean out a location. They have a space a clearing. So they clear the space out where they're going in for the job interview, and all of a sudden everybody is happy. And, the tension goes away, and the person may get hired. But before, maybe that room, the office that you go into to talk to somebody, maybe it's just full of frustration. So there's no peace there. And so you wouldn't have a good chance of getting a job. But by doing the clearing, that works. So what I'm saying is, yeah, once you can hear the energy, my voice talking, whatever is around listening, whether they're hearing it or not, consciously, that would work. Because everybody is in that room, and the energy does not speak English, okay?
So,
the person, they feel more relaxed. They almost everybody knows that something happened, but they can't sometimes put their finger on it, especially if they don't speak English. But they may feel their body calming down. Some people can feel the energy instantly and go, wow, this feels good. Other people, it might take them a while, but what it'll start doing is releasing the judgment energy from them. For all the clearings that we have on the website, it's to release judgment. So it all depends how much you're carrying, how big is your backpack. And sometimes the body gets numbed out completely because it's carrying such a heavy load, it doesn't want to feel anymore. So it numbs itself out. And then some people just can't feel anything, which is not bad. But, if somebody is in the room and you have this on, all of a sudden everybody in the room, if the voice is traveling and the light being is up, they may have a wonderful clearing, even if they're reading a book doing nothing other than reading a book. So it's there. The energy shows up. And the light ship will see them in that room as being there, not judging them, but giving them the energy to take away judgments from them. This is what they're doing, is taking away judgments, because they're there.
Okay.
And it's hard to say how far it will go. I would guess it would go as far as my voice travels, okay? Unless you have the light being up on a big monitor or something, going up to 500 people, then they would all have that clearing, all the 500 people. So that's what I do at the expos. I'll put up the monitor that connects to the website, and I'll feel the energy in the room. And sometimes I'll put on Dark Side Practitioner clearing. Sometimes I'll put on just plain peace energy. And then sometimes I'll do, the 2,000 Year of Darkness clearing. Once I click that button to start, and the whole room changes. And that's the way it works. Outside of the room, it may not work. But inside of that room, boy, it does definitely affect the room. And it just takes away more judgment out of people. So any other questions, Israel?
No, that was just the one question that I thought of that I wanted to know about. That's great. That's wonderful that they can receive those healings even if they don't know a word, even if they don't understand a word that you're saying, it is very good that they can still receive those healings and everything. It's wonderful.
And actually, to be honest, sometimes it's better if they don't speak English, because they won't be able to analyze what's happening. Remember, the mind will always try to think it to death. And sometimes when you do that, implants can go off in the mind energy, and they may want to walk out of the room not wanting it, because the implants don't want it or the entities don't want it. And all of a sudden, the person who probably really needed the healing very bad will think that it's no good or something, or out of their belief system, or figure out some way not to have it. That's what entities do a lot, too. Remember, when you do an entity clearing, the entities don't want to lose their home. So they're not going to want to really hang out to have an entity clearing. They'll go, oh, well, my canary's sick. I better go home and see if it's okay, So that's what happens. But not speaking English, could actually some way be better than a person who speaks English. Listening, because they're just going to be going the energy, what's coming through. And if they're more intuitive, they're going to feel the peace energy coming into them. And peace energy comes in as it takes away the traumas, the emotional stuff. Remember, you're already filled full and you can't feel anything. besides what's inside of you. And once you start getting that energy released, then you start feeling more peace. You just can't stick peace on like a Band-Aid. You've got to release energy out of you to have the peace energy come in, because you're already having the placeholder of that discordant energy there, and you have to get rid of it. Oh, that's the way the healings work. It just takes away judgments and brings in peace. And with the peace energy, then your spirit can resonate and back to you where the peace energy is.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's wonderful.
So that's,
wow.
that's an easy way to tell somebody about what's happening. We have a lot of clearings on the website. I won't say we have too many because, you know, if I didn't have them all up there, you might not realize that you need one of those. You know, then you read something, one of those clearings, and it is lengthy, and you go, oh, I have this problem. Well, that's good because somebody else had it. If I didn't have it up there, then you wouldn't know that you could be, you know, keyed in by just reading the words, knowing that you have something. You know, I want to start off with the emotional clearing first, the whole lifetime one. All the other ones that you're reading, you may only need a couple of them or so, you know. But, you know, you move on. Normally what happens is it'll come out of your mouth what you need. The emotional one first, and you might say, you know, I still have a little bit of fear on this year. Well, they need a fear clearing, or, oh, I'm dealing with anxiety. And, you know, if that's kind of what your new theme is, then, you know, do the anxiety clearing, or maybe you have frustration, then do a frustration one, or just something like that, because the emotional one gets rid of most of that stuff. First, look at that list. You can say, oh, I have this, I have that, I have the other. You could figure out probably 33 things easily that you have. That's why we have the self-empowerment one, to give you like a sample. Get yourself, you know, kind of released. That, I think, is also in the new Jumpstart one, the prosperity, I think, isn't it, Kathy?
Yes.
Yeah, so maybe Kathy could, well, we got to check our time. Are we 55?
No, Israel, thank you so much for calling, and you brought up a good point that the healings do work, whether people understand them or not. And Ron said it's probably better that they don't hear the words. So let's move along with some other questions. It's really great that people are asking questions about their healings and the clearings that you have here, Ron. And Shalana has jumped right in. She's asked about the seven generations clearing. She wants to know if you need to know your family tree. That's interesting. Otherwise, how do you fill it out?
Okay, all you do is start the clearing. This is for you. You don't need to put your names in. So the seven generational clearing is for the name that you put in, and it automatically goes back to those generations of judgment through the people. And typically the first set, which is going back probably around, I'm just guessing, 1800s, is probably what you're living. Anything past that, you may not be living it. So first, you know, just do that first generational one, and then from there, you need to do more, then you can do more. But, you know, you're really living, you know, the life of your grandparents. Remember, their thoughts and energies are more with you than your parents. The parents are there, but you're actually, your traits and maybe your talents come from them. Kind of skips a generation. But, you know, you're really living all your ancestors that are pretty close to you. Remember, if you go back, you know, past the 1800s, we don't have the technology like we have now. And I would assume that most people's lives are probably pretty similar. Well, you're probably either being a maid or some type of worker for somebody, working for a rich person maybe, or maybe you're a slave or something, or, you know, maybe you're out on, you know, growing, you know, maybe weed or some type of something on a farm or raising cattle or whatever. That's herding goats. That's basically what people did all way back then, you know. So going back to the 1500s, it's probably pretty much the same, going back and back and back. So basically the first set the seven generational clearing that you would go into is probably where most of your stuff started from. Other than that, it's probably all pretty similar, unless it's really an ingrained thing in you. Well, Kathy, I guess our time is kind of coming to a close.
Yes, and the next VBS program, for anyone who didn't get their questions answered, is Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Station 1. Thanks so much for all the healings tonight, Ron, and Timeline Crashes.
Hey, everybody. We have another radio program coming up. Go to the website. I'm not going to promote anybody else other than VBS here. We do have another one coming up. You can go to the website on the top right and check it out, creationlightship.com. So thank you, VBS, for the wonderful time here. We will catch you later. And next VBS program is on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's the same time for Wednesday, Friday, and the Saturday show. So we're on different stations. So Station 1 next time, Saturday, Wednesday. See you later, everybody. Blessings.